Today is the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. It is also the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle to be read today for the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the posts of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself, what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto thee the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever. In his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she is also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month, with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. We beseech thee that meditating on the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. These words are taken from the oration of today's Mass, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Autumn, or as we commonly call fall in North America, is one of the four seasons. Autumn marks the transition from summer to winter. One of its main features is the shedding of the leaves from trees. It is probably the most beautiful season here in upstate New York. People from all over the country come here just to see the beautiful colors of the leaves changing on the trees. You also often see artists and painters trying to recapture the beauty of nature in their painting or drawing. They will sit there on the side of the road for hours studying the scenery. They scrutinize it and analyze every detail. Then they try to make their work of art represent the beauty they see before them. Each stroke is carefully made so that the wonders of nature can be seen in their painting, making it almost lifelike. They strive to copy as best as they can in order to make the exact replica of the splendors of nature. Their goal is to make their art match as perfectly as possible. Now, St. Gregory of Nyssa makes a comparison to us when he says that we are all artists. Our souls, he says, are the blank canvas or paper which we have to fill. The colors we use to paint our picture are virtues in a good life. And the original, which we have to copy from, is our Lord Jesus Christ. And just as a painter wants his work to be as close to lifelike as he can, so too must we strive to be most Christ-like as we can. We must therefore always have before our eyes the life and virtues of our Lord Jesus Christ. Artists will study the original and keep it always before them, analyzing and examining each aspect of it. Before each stroke, he considers the original object. And so too must we always have our Lord before our eyes, considering and examining his life and actions. We must study him to be sure that everything we do or think is in conformity with him, our model. It is for this reason that Our Lady gave to St. Dominic the Holy Rosary, and so she ordered St. Dominic to teach the faithful to meditate on each of the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. And this was chiefly that we might pattern our lives and actions on our Lord's virtues. So we are to think about the mysteries of the Rosary while we say the prayers. We can study and learn about the life of our Lord and then copy and imitate him. Now, my dear faithful, as you know, today is the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. And this month of October is dedicated in a special way to the Holy Rosary. The Rosary is the most glorious and powerful prayers that we have. Just look at the prayers of which it is composed. It is made up of Our Fathers, the prayer which Christ himself taught us. Now, one day the apostles asked our Savior to teach them how to pray. And then he taught them the Our Father, a prayer given to us from the very lips of the God-man. And then we have the Hail Mary, a prayer which comes to us from an angel, but whose words were from God himself. And the second part of the Hail Mary was spoken to Mary by her cousin, St. Elizabeth. And the last half was added by Holy Mother the Church. And then the end of each decade, with that simple but meaningful invocation of praise to the Blessed Trinity, the glory be. Gary Gulagrange says we can find everything we need in the Rosary. However, there is more to the prayer than just the recitation of the prayers and speaking the words. You must live the Rosary. You need to take it to heart what each of the mysteries presents to you and live what Jesus and Mary teach you in each mystery. Gary Gulagrange calls the Rosary the evening communion and the communion of the whole day. For as he explains, the Rosary shines light upon how we are to act each day and helps us translate all our actions into virtues. Remember, the Rosary includes all 15 mysteries, the entire life of our Lord and our Lady. The Rosary is therefore most practical. It is not merely a series of Hail Marys piously recited. It is Jesus living again in our soul under Mary's maternal watchfulness. Thus, we ought to live in this perpetually moving cycle of the Rosary. And we do this by thinking of the mysteries, the joyful, then the sorrowful, and the glorious each and every day. And thus, live your entire day as if surrounded by Christ and by Mary. The mysteries of the Rosary should teach you to live and imitate our Lord and the Blessed Virgin. From each mystery, you can draw a lesson for yourself and make it practical by living it during the day. And this is exactly what the great saints did who were devoted to Our Lady. They lived their life according to the Rosary. In their joys, they shared in the joyful mysteries. In the sorrowful mysteries, they united their sorrows of life experiences with our Lord and all he suffered for us. These sorrowful mysteries teach us to follow our Lord then by bearing the cross of life, which divine providence has sent to purify us. And finally, we share in our Lord's glory when we are united in our heavenly home. And in the end, we will learn that Christ-like charity, and we will begin to think less of ourselves and more of Christ, even in the midst of our two human interests and joys. We can learn to center our thoughts then on our blessed Lord and our Lady. And finally, the Rosary takes us from the earthly hopes and ambitions and makes us think of the ultimate end, the purpose of life, to gain heaven and the graces we need to get there. So let us then, my dear faithful, during the month of October, renew your devotion to the Holy Rosary. Resolve to say it every day this month, in order that you may get into the habit of doing it every day, and you can continue for the rest of the year. And begin to live and imitate what they contain, just as we pray every time we say the concluding prayer of the Rosary. Follow each day the steps in the daily life of our Lord and our Lady, which is contained in the 15 decades of the Rosary. Our Lord came to earth to make us like himself. And so let us fix our gaze on Jesus, looking upon him each and every day, by thinking about the mysteries of the Rosary. And so as you recite the Rosary, dwell upon the various mysteries of which it is composed. By this means, you review and imprint upon your hearts the chief events of our Lord's life. And then begin to imitate him and think, how would he act? And thus, like an artist, you can paint his image in your soul. People should actually recognize him in you by the way you act, and by the charity you show others. Do not get into the habit of reciting the Rosary merely with your lips. If you do fall into this habit, it will soon become for you the most wearisome and monotonous of devotions. And so remember, while you recite the words of the Hail Mary, represent to your mind the various mysteries and reflect upon them. By this means, your attention will be fixed, and soon the mysteries and the truths of your religion will become more and more familiar to you. Also, do not forget to offer the Rosary, and even each decade, for some particular intention. For example, when you recite the first five joyful mysteries, ask Almighty God, through the intercession of his Holy Mother, to make you, like her, submissive to his holy will. Ask to be filled with that charity for your neighbor as she was, and devoted to God's service. During the sorrowful mysteries, ask him to give you a contrite heart to weep over your sins, which made Jesus recoil and shudder in the Garden of Gethsemane. And as you call to mind the scourging and the crowning with thorns, ask for courage to lead a life of mortification, and to avoid and detest bad thoughts. The glorious mysteries will make you pray that as Christ rose from the dead, so you may also rise one day to be united with him in heaven. And his ascension will teach you to have your thoughts always fixed upon the glorious kingdom of heaven. The descent of the Holy Ghost will remind you always to ask for his assistance when you need to be enlightened and strengthened. The Assumption and the crowning of Our Lady in heaven will make you frequently reflect upon the glory and the joy of our happy home. And especially in the midst of sufferings, you ought to think about the joy and happiness of heaven. And thus, if you strive to think about each mystery as you recite the Rosary, it will no longer be some long and tedious burden for you. It will become your cherished devotion. It will procure for you the virtues which you stand in need, and will help you to rid yourself of any evil habits. It will help you to paint that picture of Christ in your souls, which should represent that most lifelike image of Christ. For it contains the original, our model, the life of Christ that we must pattern our life after. Only persevere in saying the rosary well, and it will be as a golden chain uniting you more closely to God. As Gary Gulagrand says, our Savior and our model wishes to make us like himself. First, by communicating to us something of his infant and hidden life in the joyful mysteries. Then something of his sorrows in the sorrowful. And finally, make us partakers of his glorious life for all eternity. The rosary will then be for you a beacon of light placed on the road which leads to God in this valley of darkness. So always pray through the intercession of Mary that by meditating upon the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary, you may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.